Amen. By the grace of God, we're dealing with the dreams, and I come to speak for a few minutes about dreams. And God has really given us about 140 dreams and their interpretations. And whilst we were going through it, the Lord said to me that we should put it into a book. Amen. So we believe in God that by March, the book will be ready in Jesus' name. Amen. Dreams and their interpretation. Amen. Now, first of all, when we ask and we speak about a dream, what is a dream? A dream simply means a mental image. A mental image or images that you see when you sleep. Now, the images that you see when you sleep, basically, now, that is the dictionary meaning of a dream. But now, spiritually, it means your spirit comes out of your body when you sleep. And when your spirit comes out of your body when you sleep, it now moves into different places where you are about to go to. And also tells you what is going to happen into your life. Because dream is connected to future. And the gift of dream is a universal gift God has given to everyone in this world, including the believer or the unbeliever. Everybody has that gift. But for you to use that gift effectively, it determines and depends on you yourself. And as a matter of fact, when you get a dream, it is God trying as much as possible to tell you something. And when you get a dream and you see something bad in the dream, it's not bad. In other words, when you get a dream and you see something bad, it's not bad. Why? Because God is telling you something evil that has been planned ahead of you, so beware. So because you're a Christian and you see that thing bad in your dream, when you wake up and you can pray, that evil thing will be aborted. And when you see something good, the good thing will come to pass. Because when Jesus Christ was born and Herod wanted to kill Jesus Christ, the Bible said in the dream, when the wise men were about to return to Herod, an angel appeared to them in the dream and said, "Don't go back to Herod. Don't go back to Herod. Change your way, change your direction." So it's a universal gift God has given to each and every individual. But for you to use it effectively, it depends on you. Never take any dream for granted. Number two, anytime you get a dream continuously for two times or over, there is a high probability that dream will come to pass one day. When you see one dream for the first time, you are okay. But the same dream, two times going, there is a high probability that dream might happen. So you need to work seriously on it. So as Prophet Brian said, the second time, fast about it. The third time, seek counsel and direction about it. And I pray that the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Oh, I said the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Yeah. Now, there are about 14 benefits of dreams. 14 benefits of dreams. I'm about to give only four today. We'll do the rest the other days. Number one, God gives you direction for your destiny. Number one, when you dream, God gives you direction for your destiny. If you don't believe that one, there is a guy in the Bible by the name of Joseph. Go and ask him. He had a dream. And he was a great man. That was his direction for his destiny. They started fighting him. But at the end of the day, it came to pass. Why? Because that's the direction for his destiny. Number two, God warns our enemies in our dreams or in their dreams. God warns them. God warns our enemies. So right now, I believe that by the time we sleep tonight, God is going to warn your enemies in their dreams in Jesus' name. I said God is going to warn your enemies in Jesus' name. Amen. God wants your enemies. And to believe that one, the Bible mentions about a time that Jesus Christ was going to be killed. And there was a man by the name of Pilate. And the man was the chief judge, the head of everything, planning to sign the death sentence and the death warrant of Jesus Christ. The Bible said when Pilate was sitting down about to do the order and everything for the death of Jesus Christ, the wife ran to him and said, "My husband, leave this man alone. My husband, leave this Jesus Christ alone." Then Pilate asked the man, "Why should I leave Jesus Christ alone?" And the woman said, "Hey, because of this man, I've suffered seriously in my dreams. Hear me. The husband was going to kill Jesus, but God went to warn the wife in the dream. So in a dream, God warns your enemies. I pray that from today, when your enemies sleep, because of you, they are going to get a nightmare. Number three. God tells you about your future. In your dream, he tells you about your future. So sometimes if you want to enter into a venture, you want to start a project, you want to be with somebody, you want to marry someone, you want to be connected to somebody, in the dream, God can tell you what to do and how to go about it. Amen. So dreams are really important. That's why it's very dangerous and it's very crucial when you get a dream and you forget. And anytime you get a dream and you forget, it's the plan and the wish of the enemy. But in Jesus' name, the Lord will have mercy on us. In Jesus' name. And the fourth one. Wow, you are following. Amen. Yeah. The fourth one. God also warns us. God will warn us in our dreams. When you're about to do something and God doesn't like it, because he loves you and because he cares about you, God will warn you. Example, in the Bible, Mary became pregnant, and because Mary became pregnant, Joseph was upset. And because Joseph was upset, Joseph wanted to divorce Mary. But the Bible said when Joseph was planning to divorce and disgrace Mary, in the dream, the angel of the Lord visited Joseph and said to Joseph, "Joseph, be very careful. Make sure you don't leave this woman, because what she's carrying is not from a human being, it's coming from God." So you're about to make a decision will affect your life. Because God loves you so much, he will warn you in a dream. Somebody clap your hands to the name of the Lord. Amen. There are 14. I'm giving you only 4 today. Now, let's go about how to make your spirit very strong in a dream. How to make your spirit very strong in a dream. In other words, because in a dream, your spirit comes out, your spirit is always supposed to be strong. Which means when your spirit comes out and meets an evil spirit outside, the evil spirit is not supposed to torment your spirit. Because when the evil spirit does anything to your spirit, if you're not careful, the spirit will not return to the body. That's why somebody will get a dream and they'll say, "I got a dream and somebody shot me." 2 days after, the person will die because the person's spirit was not strong. So how to make your spirit very strong so that when you dream, nobody can capture your spirit? Number one, this is what you do. Number one, effective fasting and prayers. Make sure you set yourself apart, number one, for prayers. Every day of your life, pray. In the morning, when you wake up, pray. When you are outside, pray. When you're about to sleep, pray. At least when you're about to sleep, what? Pray. Oh, talk to me. Why are you upset with me? I said, when you're about to sleep, pray. Just say that, "God, cover me, keep me with your angels." Number two, Number two, fasting. Anytime you fast, you increase the power and the muscles of your spirit. When a person wants to be very strong and macho, the person goes to gym and increases the muscles. But when your spirit wants to increase, what increases the power and the energy of your spirit is fasting. Everybody, make sure you go and check the day you were born, not the date, the day you were born. If you're born on Saturday, Monday, and make sure that every month, at least one of that particular day, you set yourself apart and fast on that day. And fasting shouldn't be something that you stress yourself or you go to a lot of hell. But you fast based on your strength. If you can do 6 to 12, and that is your strength, you do it. 6 to 2, that's your strength, you do it. 6 to 3, that's your strength, you do it. 6 to 6, that's your strength. Because it's very dangerous for you to do 6 to 6 and the whole 6 to 6, you couldn't pray and you're too weak complaining. You did nothing. But somebody who was only able to do effective 6 to 12 is powerful than the person. Prophet Brian, I'm not saying the truth at all. So at least dedicate a day, every month, every week, at least based on your strength. Fast, it will increase the energy of your spirit. Amen. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Number three. Make sure you are a student of the Bible. Every day of your life, every day, have a scripture and read. Every day of your life, have a scripture and read. We are planning on something that we want to give out, myself and Prophet Brian, that we will give out to the church, that every day there is a scripture in it, and you pray and you read it. Hallelujah. So when the word of God is also in you, your spirit becomes strong. Amen. Now number four. Holiness. What is holiness? Holiness means trying as much as possible to avoid sin. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Yeah, everybody is a sinner. Everybody sins. But make sure you strive very hard to avoid sin. Any sin that tries as much as possible to come into your life, make sure you keep yourself away from sin. Because the more you are close to sin, you are more susceptible for the enemy to attack your spirit when your spirit goes out. Hallelujah. Amen. So make sure anything that moves you into sin, anywhere you go that keeps you into sin, make sure you avoid that place. Amen. Amen. Now, number five. I will give only six today, then next week till you continue. Amen. Now, number five. There are some directions that you normally have to do. Some directions. Number one, periodically, you get a bowl of water. Periodically, hear me, you get a bowl of water, you put a little bit of salt in it. A bowl of water, you put a bit of salt in it. Then you just place your feet in that water, salty water. And this is the meaning of it. God, preserve my life. Salt is for preservation. Salt is for preservation. When you have a meat and you want to keep the meat for 1 year and you have no refrigerator, what will help you for the salt, for the meat not to stink? Is when you put salt in that meat. So human being, you are already a meat. Hallelujah. And as a matter of fact, periodically, you get water, you put some salt in it, you put your feet in it, and you declare, when your feet is in, you pray, maybe about 5 minutes, 10 minutes to 1 hour, based on your strength, that God, keep me and preserve my life. Church, I'm telling you, when you go through this instruction, there is no devil in hell that will be able to capture your spirit. If you're happy, shout, I'm happy. Now, number six. When you eat the Holy Communion, listen to me. Holy Communion is a spiritual food. So anytime you eat the Holy Communion, your energy, your spirit becomes great. Hallelujah. So these are the six things that we will let you know about how to energize your spirit. And if God permits, next week, we will continue with it. Amen. Now, there are some powers behind dreams. And this power, two powers behind dreams. Number one, the power that enforces bad dreams. You don't know why anytime you see something bad in a dream, it happens. And number two, the power that affects and fights good dreams. Amen. But as you do all these directions that I just said, the first six directions, that power that affects and frustrates good dreams, it will never stand. And any power that enforces bad dreams, it will never stand in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I'm coming to give 40 dreams and their meanings. We have over 140. But today, you're giving 40 dreams. 40. When you dream and you see these things, the meaning of it. Hallelujah. Don't worry at all if you didn't bring your pen or something. By the grace of God, it will be in a book. Hallelujah. It will be in a book by March. Amen. 40 dreams. Now, be very, very attentive. Amen. Number one, when you dream and you see fruits, you see mango, orange, banana, apple, cranberry. When you dream and you see fruit, it means there is a big and heavy blessing that is about to come your way. When you dream and somebody is giving you a fruit, you see yourself by a fruit, it means you are very close to a blessing. Amen. Okay. 1B. 1B. When you see a fruit, but the fruit is still on the tree, and the fruit is not ripe, it means you have been looking for something. The thing is closed, but somebody is fighting it. You see a mango on a mango tree, but it's still green. It means what you are looking for is very close to you, but somebody is fighting you, not for you to have it. 1C. Still in number one. No, I have plenty. Hallelujah. We did plenty. 1C. Now, the fruit is on the tree, and it is ripe, but you are not holding it. It means if you are not careful, opportunities will come to you and it will pass you by. The fruit is already ripe. Now it's a red mango, yellow mango, good mango, but it's still up there. You want to catch it, but you are still standing. You have nothing to hold it. It means you are closed. Your miracle is already, but if you are not careful, you will miss opportunities when they come. Number two, are you feeling it? Are you feeling it? Number two, you get a dream and you see wedding, you see marriage, whether you or somebody. Now, if you get a dream and you are already married, but in the dream you were having a wedding again, you have to be very careful. It's the spirit of death. You are already married, or you are not even planning to marry, but in the dream you are having a wedding. Careful and pray about the spirits of death. Someone just lift up your hands. Say in the name of Jesus. Amen. Oh God, give me power in my dreams. Put your hand down. Now, if you are looking to marry and you keep on seeing that you are having a wedding in the dream. Listen, you want to marry, but you keep on seeing every day you are having a wedding in the dream. You have to pray that you don't miss your husband. You want to marry, but you keep on dreaming and you are marrying, especially to different people. Pray so that the wrong person do not come into your life. Number three. When you get a dream and you are eating meat. Now let me put a footnote here. Amen. Let me put a blue small print here. Now hear me. Sometimes you can eat too much. And you eat too much. And you end up dreaming and having meat and food and everything. That one is different. But right now we are talking about serious business here. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why when you are asleep, you shouldn't be eating too much. Now, when you dream and you are eating meat, you have to pray against sickness. Sickness and also the power of delay. You get dream and you are eating meat, chewy meat, beef, chicken, goat, ox tail. Be very careful against sickness or the spirit of delay. Now, you get dream and you have a lot of bread around you. You are eating bread. You get the dream and you are eating bread. It's not bad. It means your miracle is close to you. You get dream and you are eating bread. It's not bad. It's a miracle. Number four, you get a dream and you see palm nut. How many people know palm nut? Palm nut. You know palm nut, right? You know palm nut. You get a dream and you see the palm nut, but all of them is on the bunch. You know palm nut comes in a bunch. When you get a dream and you see the palm nut on the bunch, it means you are close to a blessing. But when you get a dream and all the palm nut have come out of the bunch, it means somebody is going to die in your family. You get a dream, everybody is quiet. I'm saying it again. The palm nut is on the bunch. Nice one. Great blessing is coming to you. But it has started coming out. You have to pray because they want you to bury somebody in the family very soon. Amen. Number. Okay, I don't know. Let me say it. Let me continue. You get a dream and somebody is touching your private parts. You have to pray. If you don't have a child, they want you to be barren. They want you to be unproductive. But if you are already, you already have your children and somebody is always still touching your private part, they want you to get a serious sickness, infection connected to your private part. Especially when you're a woman and somebody is playing with your private part, it means they want you to get cervical cancer. Amen. Amen. Let's go. You get a dream. You get a dream. And you see, excuse my language, feces, toilet. Feces, toilet. It's disgrace. It's disgrace. In the physical realm, when you even go out to a, that place and you are not, and you make a mistake and even just a bit of it is in your cloth, when you go anywhere, people laugh at you, right? So in the dream, when you see toilet around you, it's a, you are being set up. It means some people have gathered, sat down, calculated for your disgrace. And that disgrace is a heavy disgrace. But I speak the blood of Jesus. Somebody say, not my portion. Oh, say, not my portion. Also, when you see feces or that thing in your dream, it also means you have to pray because the enemy is planning hidden sickness against your body. Hidden sickness against your body. Hidden sickness against your body. Now, when you get a dream and you see coins all around you, coins, £1, 1p, 50p, £2, coins, 2 leons, 1 cedi, 1 peswa, 1 naira, 1 kobo, 1 hallelujah. You see coins, the enemy wants to bring you poverty. It means anytime you work, the enemy does not want you to enjoy what you have worked for. The enemy wants you to work like any elephant and eat like an ant. But in Jesus' name, it will never stand. Somebody shout Jesus.
Jesus.
Shout Jesus for 3 times.
Jesus.
Continue.
Jesus. Jesus.
Continue.
Jesus.
Now you get a dream. You get a dream. You get a dream. And I remember a lady had a dream and it's like, she said a dog was sleeping with her. You get a dream and an animal is sleeping with you. You get a dream, an animal is sleeping with you. You need to pray seriously because a disease that can never be cured by medical power, it wants to come to you. You get a dream, an animal wants to sleep with you. It means they want to put a disease in you. That one, doctors will say this one, go home and die. But somebody say the blood of Jesus. Now you get a dream. How many now? How many now? Because I want to give only 40, that's why I'm asking you. Don't worry, it's okay. Don't worry, because number one was 1 8 BC. So I know that's why people are confused. Because I know that many people here, you are slow class. Amen. But God will remember you. Amen. Now you get a dream and you see a coconut. Somebody say coconut.
Coconut.
Is there anybody here who doesn't know coconut? Okay. Do you know coconut? Okay. Who doesn't know coconut? Now, when you get a dream and you see coconut, that is not opened. It means you have great potential in your life, but nobody is helping you. You see coconut is closed, not open. You're great. It means you are somebody that when you get a destiny connector, you can become a millionaire overnight. When you meet the right person that can help you, you can become a millionaire overnight. And also when you get a dream and now the coconut is opened, it means you are going to locate your destiny helper very soon.
Amen.
Now, when you get a dream and you see yourself in your old school, old village, old compound, old house, old childhood friends. Yeah. Like everything, where you used to be. It means the enemy does not want you to see progress. The enemy does not want you to see progress, and the plan of the enemy is for you to always go backwards. So it's like your life, you are making progress all right, but one place. Every day you are making progress here, your progress in your own way, like this. But you never make a move. When you get dream, and always that house you used to live in, where you used to eat with your five sisters together in the same bowl, and every day you are there, the same class, the old class, class one, you need to pray seriously. Okay, are you there? Now you get a dream and you are eating, and where you are eating, the bowl you are eating from, the place you are eating, the place is very dirty. You are eating, but the area you are eating is like, it's not a conducive place for you to eat. The place is not clean. The place is not nice. The place is dirty. It means the enemy wants you to have poverty. You are eating, but the place around is not good. So the enemy wants you to now settle and stay in your life of poverty. But say, in Jesus' name, it's not my portion. Okay. You get a dream and you see dead people. Dead people. People who have died long time ago. People you know. And people that you didn't even know, but you know that they are dead. It means you have to pray. Two things. You have to pray and stop death coming around your family. And also pray against death for your own life. So in general, destroy death. Because hear me, when you get a dream and you see the face of a dead person, is the spirit of death that goes to take somebody's face to come to you. But in order for the spirit of death to do that, they have to go and look for somebody who is already dead. So you get a dream and somebody who is already dead, somebody dead, 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 you see them always. Sometimes they are sleeping with you, eating with you, running with you, talking with you, shaking your hands. It means you have to be very careful. When you wake up, don't joke with it. When you wake up, don't take your coffee. When you wake up, don't take your porridge. You have to pray. Amen. Now, when you get a dream and an animal is chasing you, a dog, a cat, a sheep, a goat, elephant, an animal is chasing you. It means the demons in your family have seen that you are close to a destiny and they want to monitor your life. You heard a woman's testimony? Anytime she meets a man, a dog will appear. When the dog appears, the man leaves her. So when you get a dream and an animal is chasing you, the enemy is after you, wants to follow your life so that any good thing that is about to come to you, it will go ahead of you and pick it away from you. But any animal that shows up in your dream, today I release a supernatural embargo. Now. You get a dream and every day in your dream, you are just running. You are running around. By the time you wake up, you are running. You get you are running. It means in your life, the enemy doesn't want you to have rest. Like all your life, you'll be working for people. You are not going to be happy. When people need something, you are the one who provide for them. But when you need it, nobody is going to provide it for you. Amen. Now let's continue. When you get a dream and you see a mad person. You get a dream, you see the face of a mad person. The mad person in your dream is the head of the witches and the wizards in your family. You get a dream and you see the face of a mad person is the head, the chief wizard, the chief person in the whole family that is come to show themselves to you. But somebody shout, no way.
No way.
Somebody say, no way.
No way.
You get a dream and you are swimming in dirty water, a muddy water. Be very careful about your best friend. Because that your best friend wants you to be disgraced. That your best friend is setting you up for disgrace. You get a dream, but somebody say, no way.
No way.
Say, no way.
No way.
Say, no way.
No way.
The next one, you get a dream and you are swimming in water. You are swimming in river. Pray and destroy any connection to any water spirit. You get a dream and you are swimming in water, in a river. Destroy any connection to a water spirit. Also, the next one, you get a dream and this time around, You are not swimming in it, but you are like in a boat crossing a river. Be very careful because the enemy wants you dead. You get a dream and you are crossing the river, either on a bridge or in a ship or in a boat. Be very careful. The enemy wants you out. The enemy wants you to go across the bridge where there is no more tears. Hallelujah. Amen. You get a dream and you are wearing a black cloth. A black cloth. Come against any funeral that wants to come in your life. Any funeral that wants to come in your life. Amen. You get a dream and you are wearing a white cloth. White cloth. It means a heavy miracle, a heavy breakthrough, a heavy testimony is coming for you. Amen. You get dream and you are wearing a bright colored cloth. Very bright. Pink, green, red. Different colors. Nice, bright colored cloth. It means you are going to enter into prosperity. You get a dream and you are wearing a dress. And this dress, the color is purple or yellow. Or purple or golden. You are wearing something that is like purple. Everybody, do you know purple color? Yes. Purple or golden. Golden is like maybe this one a bit on yellow or something. And also purple. It means you were born with great destiny. It means you were born with great destiny. So pray about it so that you will see why you were born. Now you get a dream. And you see ants and insects. You see ant. You see ant. You see insects. You see a spider. Two things. Number one, come against any satanic sickness. And number two, anybody who is around you, who gives information about you to the spiritual world, cancel it. Two things. Sickness, and also somebody is close to you who is always giving you giving information about you to the spiritual world. Can I continue? Can I continue? You get a dream and you see the face of Prophet Brian, or you see the face of Prophet Daniel, or you see the face of your man of God, or you see the face of Pastor Albert, you see the face of your man of God. Hear me, you see the face of your man of God. Your man of God that gives you the word of God, that preaches to you, is sometimes the angel of the Lord that is visiting you. You get a dream and you see the face of your man of God, and sometimes they come into your dreams. Many people get dreams and they say they saw us in their dreams and we came to rescue them. It was not us. The Lord used us to rescue you. Amen. But you see a man of God who used to go to their church, and you see them in the dream and they are chasing you. Run away. Clap your hands to the name of the Lord. I said, clap your hands to the name of the Lord. It means it means when you left, they were not happy. So they are doing some bad things against you. But you are under landing prayer center. There's no witch, there's no wizard, there's no occultic man of God who with any satanic ring who can torment your life. Now you get a dream and you are flying in the dream. You get, how many people are here who have flown in the dream before? You get a dream and you are flying the dream. Put your hand down. You get a dream and you are flying in the dream. It's not a bad dream. You are not a witch. You are not a wizard. It means you are escaping troubles. Oh, those who didn't clap, they have never flown in the dream before. I pray that tonight you will fly. Because Psalm 124, David said, our souls escape like a bird in the snare of the fowler. So anytime you dream and you are flying, it means you are escaping troubles in Jesus' name. Now let me continue. Are you enjoying it?
Yes.
Now you get a dream and you are at the airport and you missed your flight. You missed your flight at the bus stop. You missed your bus at the train station. You missed your train. You have to be careful and pray. And destroy disappointment and disaster and trouble is not good. You're not supposed to miss those things. Amen. You get a dream and You are writing exams. Number one, you are only writing exam in the dream. You are only writing exams. It means may God deliver you from any difficult situation. But in the dream, you were writing exams. And everybody was finishing, but only you couldn't make it. Only you are still in number one. By the time they said time up, you couldn't do anything. You need to pray seriously. The enemy doesn't want you to progress in life. You get a dream, and it's like, by the time you woke up, say, I couldn't finish this exam. Hey, you need heavy prayers. Amen. And the third thing also about the writing of exam, not only will you only go through difficult situations, it means you are also close to promotion. So pray so that you come out of the difficult situation and enter into your season of divine promotion. Amen. Are you hearing me? Now you got a dream and somebody was beating you. Somebody was beating you. It means the person that was beating you, if you know the person, very soon you and the person are going to become enemies. Okay, if the person that was beating you, you already know that the person is an enemy, then the person is really fighting you. Like somebody you care about beating you, be very careful, otherwise the enemy will cause confusion. But when you get a dream and the person beating you, somebody that you don't even talk to, it means the person is planning heavy evil things against you. So either you run away or you fight back. Amen. You get a dream and somebody is taking away your phone, or your phone is missing, your phone got lost in the dream. Your phone signifies your contacts. So when you get a dream and your phone is missing in the dream, it means the enemy is after your opportunity and your elevation. So pray seriously about it. The way somebody just clapped, maybe it had happened last night. You get a dream and somebody takes away your keys. Your keys is missing. Your keys is missing. What is a key? A key helps you to open a door. What is a door? An opportunity. A door, an access. So when you can't find your key, it means the enemy wants every door around you to be closed. This one is only when God has called you as prophet that you can know these things. And that's how God has done for us here. And you get a dream, and now this time around, nobody has taken your key, but you are looking for the key. It's like you know where the key is always placed, but this time around, the key is not there. You have to pray so that things do not become difficult for you. Now you get a dream, and you see the face of a policeman or a soldier man. You saw a policeman, you saw a soldier man. So the face of a policeman, like the man sitting there with a policeman over there, you see their face in the dream, it means two things. Number one, physically, it means you have to be very careful so that you don't find yourself in any police case. Number two, it also means that the policeman signifies the witches in your family. So two things. So you get a dream, you see police people around you, be very careful, check your actions very well. You don't land yourself in trouble physically. And also, it also means that spiritually, the enemies in your family, they are monitoring your life. You get a dream, and you are laughing and smiling very hard until it came out of your dream. It means if you can press on a little bit, the Lord will give you a mind-blowing miracle. Oh, the person didn't say amen. You don't want to smile. Amen. And you get a dream and you are crying. Be very careful so that nothing painful will come around your life. Like what Abigail used to see until the prophet did the direction for her. Amen. You get a dream and you see a cat. A cat. What is a cat? A cat is a sneaky animal. Well, a cat will be by you, will just eye you small. It means there is somebody around your life who is causing you evil things, but you don't know. So pray seriously and open your eyes. You get a dream and you see a dog. A dog. When we're expecting a visitor in your house and the dog sees the visitor and dog bark, wow, wow, bow, wow, wow, that visitor will run away. So be very careful. When you get a dream and you see a dog, they throw away good things away from you. When something good is coming, they send it off you away. So pray about it. Amen. How many now? Don't worry, we'll write a book with it. This one, we'll write a book with it. Don't worry. 36, right? You get a dream and somebody has stolen your belongings. Somebody has stolen your bag, your wallet, your stuff have been taken away. Hey, pray. Because your bag, your wallet, your belongings signifies what belongs to you, your possession. So the enemy wants you to lose, and lose. But anybody, spirit, power that takes away what belongs to you, I pray for a supernatural recovery, a supernatural total restoration. Somebody shout, I receive. Now let's continue. You get a dream and you are wearing different shoes. Let me explain. One shoe is black, the other one is red. You need to pray. The enemy wants you disgraced in poverty. Number two, different shoes. You are wearing size 8. The other one is size 10. The same thing. You need to pray and cancel disgrace and poverty. Snakes. Don't worry, all of them are in here. It's over 140. Everything you think about dreams is here. Because we were sleeping and the Lord came down with a scroll and everything came down. Amen. And you get a dream. You get a dream. And this time around, the shoe or the hole you were wearing, you were only wearing one pair. So the one shoe here, barefooted here, is the same thing. You need to pray and destroy disgrace and poverty from your life. You get a dream. What number now? Is it 40? 40, right? Yeah, I'll end it there. It's plenty. Or should I continue? No, don't worry. It's about 140. Time is going. It's about 140. Don't worry. The whole month of February, that's what we are doing. Never miss a day. When you miss a day, you have missed it. Amen. Amen. Sister Sandra, they were able to write their numbers corresponding to the whole thing, right? That's good. Amen. Now, number 40. Okay, because Prophet Brian mentioned the snake, I will do the snake one as balance. Number 41. Amen. You get a dream and which one? Yeah. Somebody is saving your hair. Somebody is saving your hair. What is your hair? Your hair signifies your glory. Why is it that when your mother gives birth to you, you don't have hair here? But it's only when you are growing up that you have the hair here. It signifies something that is important in your life. Somebody saving your hair. Be very careful. The enemy wants to tamper with your honor. And the enemy wants to tamper with your honor. Also, you get a dream and somebody is playing with your hair. Somebody is playing with your hair. Just playing with your hair. Be very careful. Otherwise, people will take you for granted. Be very careful, otherwise somebody, people will take you for granted. And now the bonus one, then we'll do the one for next week. If it's Sunday, I'll continue. Because it's plenty, we have to do it every Sunday, I'll continue. You get a dream and you see snake in the dream. Now, number one, what is a snake? A snake, let's look at a snake. A snake is just an animal, a reptile. That's one thing that the snake likes, the best food of the snake, you know what? It's an egg. Snakes like egg. What is an egg? Egg is potential. Any egg you eat in your house is a potential chicken that didn't come out. Anytime you eat your breakfast and you see the egg, it's a potential chicken that never came out. So if you see a snake, number one, the enemy is after your potential. Number two, snake carries poison. So any sickness that wants to be injected in your life, may it be broken. Amen. Number three, the snake is the one that went to Eve, not Adam, Eve, and told Eve eats the fruit, not the apple. Everybody say apple, but the Bible never mentioned apple, is the fruit. It means some sneaky people are around your life, and watch out for them. Sneaky people are around your life, watch out for them. Anybody that is your friend, may you watch out for them. Number four, also snake signify the devil, the wizard, the witches that are in your life, in your family. They are looking for you. You get a dream and a snake was chasing after you. It means they are looking for you. It means there is a spiritual camera somewhere they are using to monitor you. You get a dream and a snake is tying around your life, tying around you. Be very careful. Otherwise, you are close to rest in peace. Be very careful. Hallelujah. Somebody, should I give you two extra?
Yes.
Okay. 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 God bless you. Somebody clap your hands to the name of the Lord. Be on your feet.